boxes and a steel barrel full of good dreams coming through for me and for you. Ruby, diamonds, and pearls, money, gold, and silver for you and me. Just pouring in, baby, with harmony.
Blessed be. So let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity with peace, fun, and harmony, just pouring in to you and to me, so mote it be. Welcome to our ESP Lab monthly conference call. And right now we are under the influence of the retrograde Venus. Venus is the planet that rules the heart and love. Once every 18 months, she takes a vacation for 6 weeks, and people can become emotionally challenged and stressed and vulnerable during this period of time. However, love is the answer, and love is the great power, and we will tend to focus on love, focus on prayer power, clear thinking, coupled with good emotions, and we will stay basically positive through it all, and we will get through it. I want to we're going to be focusing today in this conference call on oneness with spirit, and as we align ourselves with spirit, we will find that our life experience tends to get better and better and better. We're going to light a green candle today, which is the color of love and growth and oneness with nature. And as we light this green candle, we place it on our power star, on our opening paragraph in our ESP Lab newsletter, and we broadcast the light to all sparks of life, and with power, illumination, radiance, creativity, and success. And we chant this power chant, Rama Agni, send the light to me. Rama Agni, send the powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm, let them cause us no alarm. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, send your light to we. Rama Agni, send the orange light to me. Rama Agni, send your orange light to we. Sweep away the clouds of mind, leave confusion far behind. Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Rama Agni, bring the light to me. Rama Agni, send your lush green light to me. Bathe us with your growth and love, send abundance from above. Rama Agni, bring the light that sets us free. Now in October, our light exercise for the month is the orange light, and it is the light of illumination. And so I'm going to offer up our orange light meditation. As we turn to the powerful light of the orange light of illumination, let's tune in to the light of life, love, growth, warmth, supply, good harvest, and mental clarity as we experience wellness, new growth, new supplies, and new enthusiasm with the power of the light. Let's make this an extra light attunement every day in October. Let's all know that each one of us will be uplifted and helped by participating. So play with us and find a peaceful place in which to relax, and let's focus our complete attention on the infinite source of all, or simply God, if the term is A-OK. Let's use our imagination to fill in any blanks, but let's know there's always a response from the infinite, and let's feel it as a shaft of white light beaming down on us ever so lovingly. Let's bask in the light and let it do a super cleansing job on our auras. Then let's invite the light to turn to its warming orange color and continue. I feel the power and warmth of the orange light flooding my aura and my spirit with its love, with its source of life and light, with super cleansing, healing, growth, strength, with spirituality, effectiveness, clarity, prosperity, fun, enthusiasm, attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing powers with laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, humor, joy, ectoplasm and extra, extra fun. It burns, loves, and laughs away, purifies, and completely annihilates anything in or near me that is blocking my ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of my life, as it brings me good drive, loving inspiration for effectiveness, great health and celebration, harvest, rebirth, and success. I am filled, and let us be filled, to the happy overflowing point now, and let us gladly share our good by directing the energy to flow out to our special Nightlight members, all of us, and through our personal experiences to our ESP Lab, USA International. Let's feel a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to us from our ESP Lab, and let us give thanks for the joy and the privilege of sharing the light. Now, our self-help exercise for October is to dance and sing Part of Everything and know that magic is alive. I'm going to share an article from our October newsletter that was written by Dr. Linda Savage, who's a board member and minister of our organization. And she writes authoritatively as a PhD, and she's writing on the meaning of Samhain, which is another word for Halloween, if you would. The time period between October 31st and November 2nd is one of the most widely celebrated ancient traditions. Samhain means summer's end, and it is a new year in the Celtic tradition. It is also a time of death and rebirth. The harvest is complete, and the land will lie fallow for the winter months with the seeds of new life deep underground. Samhain is the time of the descent into darkness, going within and honoring introspection. Cultures worldwide have also recognized this is a time to honor ancestors and loved ones who have passed on to the other side. The ancient cultures understood death as a natural part of the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, and embraced the lessons of death as part of life. It was not feared in the same way that it is now, but respected as all great mysteries must be. They knew that after the grain is harvested, the seas rise again in the early spring to bring new life. During this period of time, the people gathered at the burial sites to feel closer to these beloved and respected elders. The gatherings at the great barrows or at the grave sites and cemeteries was and still is a time of honoring and connecting to the important sources of wisdom and love. In South America, November 2nd is celebrated as the Day of the Dead. Another tradition is the belief that the veil between the seen and the unseen worlds is the thinnest at this time. The idea of foretelling the future for the living must have arisen from these great night vigils when people looked to loved and trusted ancestors for advice in the coming year. Those who had passed to the other side were believed to have an even greater knowledge than those who were living, and therefore the best source of advice. Psychologically, we might say that these ancestor guides know us well, and they understand our hopes and dreams. They are the wise ones who see our chosen path and who we are in our souls. The ancestor guides show us that ultimately we create our own fate. At Samhain, we see the truth. What the future will bring us is based on the thoughts and actions we pursue now. The wise ones function very much like the archetype of the good psychotherapist who holds up a mirror for us to look into deeply. Today, the questions we might look at are, how can I honor my loved ones who have passed on? How might I seek guidance from my guides or ancestors during this time? How might I use the gifts of divination to help me? So thank you, Linda, for your inspiration here. And we appreciate your efforts as one of our active ministers in our organization. I'm going to read a couple of words here from our newsletter on Venus retrograde. Since I'm a Libran who's ruled by Venus, I tend to be more strongly affected by it than some others, but Venus rules us all. All right, Venus turns retrograde October 8th to November 19th. The good news is that it misses my birthday. Woohoo! And Thanksgiving holidays. Al Manning gave us some comments about Venus retrograde. Retrograde Venus is a real challenge to one's value system. It only happens about once in 18 months. Happily, it doesn't coincide with retrograde Mercury times in this year, 2010. And the good news is we won't have Venus retrograde again in 2011. So by staying carefully and deliberately positive, we can handle it all and go forward together. That's Al's advice. Let's do it. So let's take Al's advice from 2006 and push it forward into now. During the Venus retro, the tendency is for all of our cherished values to get turned upside down, meaning folks tend to be dissatisfied with everything for 6 weeks. So this is not a time to change friends, jobs, or locations. It is a time to use caution and be centered in spirit, and centered in spirit, we will get through it. Let's avoid social events, and let's keep our extracurricular activities to a minimum. It is over in 6 weeks. Remember, Al would say, it is raining on both sides of the scrimmage lines, so let's be forewarned and forearmed. All righty then. Now, my own style of getting through this Venus retro period, and we are coming up on the full moon, which is the traditional Halloween or Samhain, back in the days before the Roman calendar existed. But to align myself with spirit, to be in touch with spirit, to be one with spirit, to seek spirit, to know spirit, to invoke spirit, to broadcast love, to be centered in the perfect peace and love of the divine, and know that everything else is fleeting transitory illusion, is my step-by-step process for moving through this all. And I'm going to offer up this water in the water ritual, which I invite all listening to participate. And basically, water is life, and water is the symbol of life, and most of us is water. So as we hold up the water of life to the cosmos, to the great mother of us all, to the spiritual powers that be, and we offer up this water of life, an invocation to our dear mother whom we love and who loves us, and we ask the mother of the universe who created everything to pour forth her blessings into this water, into this cup, into this chalice, that we may be nourished with strength, beauty, and bounty beyond belief. Let there be rainbows of waves of good fortune into this water. Let it be healing water, water of truth, water of protection, waters of light, waters of inspiration, waters of supply, and we know they have everything we need in their hands, and they're pouring it right into our hands. And let this water be filled with the beauty and bounty of spirit and everything we need for the balance of our body, mind, and spirit, so mote it be. And as we hold up the water, we know the Mother of the Universe hears our prayers and abundantly fulfills it. And as I drink this water, I drink it not only for myself, but I drink it for all those who tune into this message and for all of our ESP Lab membership. As I say, share with me this water of life. Now, I have a full moon letter that I have just completed, and I'm going to share it with you. It's called A Sparkling Rainbow Day, and I spell rainbow with a capital R-A for the Ra, for the ancient sun, which creates the rainbow, a sparkling rainbow day. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity, with peace, fun, and harmonies, just pouring in to you and me, so mote it be. I'm going to do it three times. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity with peace, fun, and harmony, just pouring in to you and to me, so mote it be. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh inquiries, creativity with peace, fun, and harmony, just pouring in to you and me, so mote it be. As a kid, I loved the rainbow and was told by my mom that it was a promise from God, and ever since then, it symbolizes to me all that Spirit has to offer to me. I look around at the fall headquarters for ESP Lab, at the orange oak leaves against the bright blue sky, with the spectacular shining mountain sun, as the purple grapes ripen on the green vine and the rivers flow through the green valley against red cliffs as the hawks climb higher against the sky. I cannot help but think I am living the rainbow life, touching the sun within all of life, the source, the one. So in spite of it all, let's tune into the power of the light and feel your heart shine love and be part of it all. In our ESP lab, Mama Isis is Mother Nature point, as symbolized by the moon, the north, water, and the white rainbow light. Isis is just one name of our mother of a thousand, thousand names. Tune in to the mother energy as you chant these chants and as you dance a rainbow dance in celebration of each gracious breath of life with thanks for each step of our sacred journey of self-evolution. Let's sparkle the green of love and growth, the blue of healing and success, and the white of the light. Mama Isis, send the light to me. Mama Isis, send your powerful lights to me. Send electric blue to me. Heal my body and affairs. Bring creative thoughts to bear. Send the lush green light to me. Bathe us with your growth and love. Send abundance from above. Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free. Try that again. Mama Isis, send the light to we. Mama Isis, send your powerful lights to we. Heal our bodies and affairs, bring creative thoughts to bear. Bathe us with your growth and love, send abundance from above. Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free. Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free. Mama Isis, bring the light to me. Mama Isis, bring your powerful light to me. Sweep away the things that harm, let them cause us no alarm. Heal our bodies and affairs, bring creative thoughts to bear. Bathe us with your growth and love, send abundance from above. Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free. Mama Isis, bring the light that sets us free. Let's play with the chant, have fun with it, count our blessings, give attention to the good stuff so it can multiply. Let's stay positive as we put one foot in front of the other in celebration of the many, many gifts that Spirit gives to each one of us each and every day. Let's be sure to stay happily about our fun business of playing at growing, achieving, and winning ever more wonderfully together. Blessed be in light and love and friendship and success. I'm going to, I thank you for coming and participating today. I'm going to close with a little music here. I'm going to find something here. That is based on Al Manning's chant. Al was our...
Wait, a door is opening.
That's the wrong song here. It's kind of a fun song. These are three magic chants based on Al Manning's work, and he was our founder and our teacher, and here we go. Thank you for coming today.
Quite welcome.
And we had some fun, and we have recorded this. And I'm going to close with a higher power song as a blessing to everyone who listens and everyone who participates in the ESP Lab. And then I'll turn off the recorder and we can have a little conversation. So I'm going to play this one song. And I thank everyone for their light, love, peace, joy. And as we say in the ESP Lab, thank you for your love, friendship, and help. I'm going to play this higher power song. May it be a blessing to you. May you tune into the light. May your days be bright in spite of it all. Shine your light, shine your love, shine your peace, shine your joy, and let there be light.
All of the light to be.